The Southeast Alaska Subsistence Regional Advisory Council met in Saxman and in Sitka last week to discuss and gather input on issues related to subsistence in the region, including a proposed change to the rural designation process. That change could make a big difference to Saxman, which has been considered non-rural since 2007 for the purpose of federal subsistence rights. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Many Saxman residents packed a meeting held at that village's community center. That was expected. Somewhat less expected was the number of Saxman residents and their supporters who also spoke during the subsistence meeting in Sitka the very next day. Sylvia Bainey is the mayor of the city of Saxman. She says that the loss of subsistence rights has negatively affected the people living in her village.
We've noticed a downward drift, a civic apathy. However, today, a much more beautiful reality can be ours. It is vital and essential to restore the rural status of Saxman.
Joseph Thomas is a Saxman elder and, like several other speakers, began his comments in Tlingit.
Joseph Thomas. Tlingit kenakwa kudek. Tsakwedek eachat siti kichdach. Akwake chatewa wat. Let me translate to you. My English name is Joseph Thomas. My Tlingit name is Kudeik. I belong to the Tsakwedi tribe, the Killerwhale, and I grew up in Cake.
Thomas says when he first heard the word subsistence, he didn't know what it meant, but his forefathers told him it meant it was going to become harder to gather food. Thomas says that has become the case for Saxman, but he hopes the subsistence board will reverse its decision. Harvey Shields, another Saxman elder, thanked the Sitka tribe for letting him speak on their land. He says gathering food is an important cultural tradition that should be handed down just like songs and dances.
We took that up on from our parents and our aunts and uncles, as we did with of putting up our food, our hunting, our fishing, to be able to hand that down as well. And since then, I wasn't able to do that because of the situation we're in right at this time.
The situation started about 15 years ago when the Federal Subsistence Board initiated a review of rural designations. Then in 2006, the board published a proposed rule that would have kept Saxman rural. But the board eventually decided to vote against that published rule. The organized village of Saxman immediately asked for reconsideration, which was denied. Last year, OVS filed a lawsuit in federal court over that decision. If the Federal Subsistence Board changes the designation, that lawsuit could be dropped, and that change was encouraged during the Sitka hearing by more than just the Saxman speakers. Former Senator Albert Kukesh of Angoon and former Representative Bill Thomas of Haines also spoke, representing Sea Alaska Corporation. Kukesh told a story about a landslide at Lutuya Bay. He says the trees wondered what happened and wondered how to prevent it from happening again. The trees realized that by holding on to each other by the roots, they could protect each other from a similar fate.
We came to hold hands with Saxman, and we're asking those of you who are on the committee to hold hands with Saxman also, because they're your neighbors. They're our neighbors, and everything we do impacts them. If we hold each other up, we're going to be fine.
The proposed subsistence management rule would allow the Federal Subsistence Board more flexibility when deciding which communities should be considered rural for subsistence purposes. Thanks to Rachel Waldholtz in Sitka, who recorded the hearing. I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.